The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Wow, guys, I can't believe this, Retha.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's summertime, Retha. It's summertime. It's time for barbecues and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know how it comes around so fast. This is mind-boggling. 4th of July. And, you know, I don't want to be negative, Reese, but you know what happens when as soon as it's July, it's August, and then it's October. Am I going too fast? Thanksgiving's around the corner, no?
Well, let's just have 4th of July, okay?
Let's slow down
let's
a little bit, okay?
Let's do it one day at a time. And it's
well, we got July 3rd.
And hot dog time.
It's amazing. We got it's July 3rd. Hey, Tom Cruise, happy birthday. Montel Williams, happy birthday. And if you remember back to our old movies and our newsreels, the famous Lou Gehrig, when he was retired, he did his luckiest man in the world speech. You remember that? Nope.
No, that was before my time.
Oh, well, 1939, Reese. I thought I'd catch you on that one. All right. But anyway.
Yeah, that's definitely not only before I can remember, it's way before I was born.
All right, we'll give you a pass on that one. But, you know, it is, Reese. Everybody's planning on taking off, I guess. But they say the top cities are going to.
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic.
Yeah.
Well, my hot topic is the new movie, Baby Driver. I saw it last night. And it's a fun ride, you know. It's like, if you go to these type of movies and you expect some serious plots and needing to follow the storyline, then you're going to the wrong movie, okay? I went to the movie because I wanted to see cars go fast. I wanted to see crazy people doing crazy things. And that's exactly what Baby Driver is. It's a real interesting concept. It's orchestrated to music, but in a different way than we're used to it being orchestrated to music. The music is great. It's got cross-generational music, and it drives the movie, literally. And you can tell by the previews what it's about. It's about a kid who's an excellent driver who drives the getaway car. I'm not giving anything away by telling you that. But it's a fun movie to watch. It got stars in it. It's got Jamie Foxx in it. It's got John Hamm in it. It's got Kevin Spacey in it. It really is. I just mentioned the men, didn't I? Yeah, what can I say? It also has Lily James in it and Eliza Gonzalez. But it's a fun movie to watch if you just want a couple of hours of escape, fast driving, crazy behavior, out of control, nuts behavior. Then it's a fun ride to watch. So, yes, I recommend Baby Driver, but not if you're looking for a serious plot, okay? But lots of fun. And your hot topic.
Sounds interesting, Reese. Well, I try to keep it positive. I know I don't, but I'm just going to give you some of the stuff that's in the news, Reese. Three CNN journalists were fired after publishing a story that tied a Trump transition team member to a Russian-related investigation. It was all false, so they let him go. Sarah Palin sues New York Times for defamation over an editorial that linked one of her political action committee ads to the mass shooting that severely wounded Congressman Gabby Giffords. And President Trump criticized co-host of the Morning Joe, if you remember. Mika Brzezinski. Yep, a lot of news going on there. Well, she's been doing a lot of negative comments, so he did it as tweet, and, well, what the heck, you know. she's been saying a lot of negative stuff, and they're criticizing Trump for saying the Perdue tweets, but he says that's how he responds. Japan's prime.
Well, you know what's the saddest part about that is, while they're looking at those tweets, Trump does dozens of tweets a day.
A lot of tweets.
I suggest that people should subscribe. If they really want to know what he's tweeting, subscribe and get the tweets direct. Then you get all of them.
Hey, we didn't tweet back in the 60s. Well, anyway, just real quick, Japan's prime minister to increase pressure on North Korea to end the missile testing, and teens' road rage escalated into the death of a motorist, and he turned himself in. A U.S. naval destroyer decided to cruise along the China Sea past one of the islands that were built, and Mosul is being freed by the Afghan troops, backed by the U.S. troops, to put out the ISIS fighters. And a teen was seen by neighbors walking 3 miles every day to work. So they all pitched in and bought him a car. That's cool. And a 98-year-old woman was out cutting the grass.
That's a feel-good story.
I'm trying to get something in there. And there was a 98-year-old woman, and it wasn't Reetha. No, she's not 98. Cutting the grass, and a paramedic truck stopped by and helped her cut the grass. I mean, you know, so a little bit. A little bit of positive in there. What can I say?
And that will take us up to our first commercial.
It's commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Easy way.
That's
right. That's right. Download the app, easywaymobile.com, and go to easywaymedia.com. And there's so much. Mm-hmm. There's so much. And we have some super special guests. And you know the buildup, but this is a real treat. We have... I mean, I'm telling you, I could sit here for an hour talking about who we have on. Bonnie and Anita Pointer. I mean, 13 U.S. top 20 hits, Grammy Award winning, best vocalist, star in Hollywood Walk of Fame. I just go on and on and on. Movies, TV, Reetha. Now, you've heard of the Pointer sisters. Reetha, of course.
And of course. And I understand we have a little bit of technical difficulty getting them in, but.
Okay.
They're working on calling in.
Of course,
I remember the Pointer Sisters.
Of course, I was just kidding, you know. But you know, Reetha, it's funny. We go to some events, and I'll mention, you know, that I came across so and so, and some of the younger people go, "Who?" And you know, like people would tell me that I look like what's his name with
Bill
the
Medley.
Bill Medley, yeah, and I'd hear that. And we'd be talking, and they say, "Who do you look like?" I said, "Well, Bill Medley." And, "Well, who's that?" "Well, you know, the Righteous Brothers." And they can't relate to any of it until I say, "Well, you remember Top Gun?" And then they go, "Oh, yeah, I remember the Top Gun movie with Tom Cruise." But, all right, that was the song they sang at the bar. They go, "Oh, yeah." But, you know, I guess it's been years, so after a while they just, you know, it's not normal
for
them.
Well, it's a different generation because
different generation,
even though we
yeah.
didn't know our parents' stars personally, we knew of them. You know, we talk about Roy Rogers, but that really was a generation before us. But we knew who Roy Rogers were. We knew who
Ryan Dale, Dale Evans, right?
Yeah, we and we knew who lots of the old, we call them old now, stars were.
Lester Crabbe,
you know, Marlena
Flash
Dietrich.
Gordon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We knew who the silent stars were. We knew who the 40s comedians were, even though we weren't born.
Yeah.
But this new generation, they, if it's not Jay-Z, they just don't know who it is. And they don't keep up with our stars. But the Pointer Sisters were definitely big in the 70s. They were big in the 80s. They had lots of songs. And
they're still going. I mean, you know.
And
they're still going. This is a perfect example of what we like when we talk about resilience. With Aretha Gray is always going. She's always going. And she's doing these sports that these young people do. She's always diving and doing all this stuff. And this is what we're trying to get out to you guys, you know. Because you're retired doesn't mean you turn 60 and have to shuffle around. No, what the heck? It's all a state of mind, you know. And the Pointer Sisters, they're just busy, 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 you know. And you've probably seen
that
recently.
We've got Anita on the line, Jim.
Ah.
Anita Pointer, are you with us? Yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
There she is.
Good morning, Anita.
Hello, Anita.
Good morning.
I'm Jim. And
hi, Jim.
This is Aretha, Betty White's co-star from Off the Rockers, Aretha Gray.
Aretha. Jim and Aretha.
Good morning, Aretha.
Well, Anita, we're just saying what a good example you guys are because you just don't stop. And that's what we're trying to get across to some of the, you know, retirement boomer people. They don't have to start shuffling around and move in slow motion and sit and watch TV just because they retire, you know?
Well, you know, I've actually kind of started moving in slow motion. I haven't been on the road for a couple of years now. I had serious health problems. I had cancer. I went through 6 months of chemo, and just getting back was very, very hard for me, getting back on the road and doing, you know, everything. So I've kind of slowed down.
Hey, Nina, did it kind of kill your taste buds a little bit after that chemo? Because I had massive doses of chemo, and I'll tell you, food did not taste the same for a while.
Oh, my God. Not only the food, but did you acquire neuropathy in your feet?
Oh, I acquired everything, but I just kept thinking, like, you know what I used to think, Anita, when they gave me this? Everybody's telling me, oh, they're going to hit me with how bad the chemo's going to be. And I go, well, I'm not getting that chemo. I'm getting the healthy chemo. And they look at me like, what's with this guy? But you know what? I wouldn't listen to all their negative stuff. And I had
I didn't listen to it either, but believe me, it was hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it still bothers me. I can barely feel the floor. My feet have such neuropathy. And I went to group therapy for quite a while. And I talked about, you know, when will this feeling go away? And they start laughing at me. And like, never. You got to live with it. So I get a lot of foot massages. I've been in therapy, though, with, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, and, you know, nutritionists and all that. And I've really, really, and a neurofeedback doctor, which I love. And it's really helped me, really, really helped me a lot to get back together.
Yeah. But the good thing is you don't have to wear shoes sometimes. You don't feel the cold floor, I guess, if you want to look at the positive side.
Oh, I feel the cold. My feet are just crazy, though. They're numb all the time. It's ridiculous.
I've been through a whole lot.
I lost my daughter, and that hurt me a lot, and that really changed my life completely.
It's
been a tough 15 years, I'd say. You know,
well, that's the toughest.
Loss of my daughter, loss of my sister, June. We miss her so much. You know, it's been really tough. But things are getting better, and I'm working on some new projects now. What are you working on? Well, it's a secret.
There you go. See?
Now, being an actress,
I really don't
want to
jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it.
That makes it fun.
I put it out there, but I have – wonderful, incredible managers now. I'm with Sterling Winters, who is a part of Kathy Ireland Worldwide. And my guy is Ruben, and he talks to me every day. He takes me to my doctor's appointments. And I'm just really feeling great because I have people with me that I really love and trust. And we're working on some serious, beautiful projects through Kathy Ireland Worldwide and through Sterling Winters. And I think it's going to really make my life complete.
Well, your life
again.
Your life has been, you've had such an end up being a pointer sister and going out, traveling. What, you know, like, that must have been exciting. You know, you decided somewhere along the line that you guys put this together, and you're a famous group. And it must have been, what, you know, the excitement of traveling. You know, are there any specific places that were really exciting to you? Like, oh, wow, we're going to go here or go there.
Hi, Zanita.
Hi, Bonnie.
I was trying to work my phone. You know what a klutz I am.
Hey, we can relate.
Oh, and I am Wilma Flintstone. I swear to God, I just need a hammer and chisel.
Bonnie, you got Aretha Graves on the line here. Betty White's co-star and Off the Rockers, Aretha, and we're all here, and you know me. So we were just talking to Anita about the resilience factor and how you guys just keep going and going. What we were in now is your life had went in a different direction when you got, you know, together as the Pointer Sisters, and you're traveling. That's what we were touching on. Is there really stand out? Like, wow, I remember, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to go. Where would you fill in the blank?
Oh, God, to Africa.
We went to Africa.
When we went to do
Muhammad Ali fight.
The Ali, George Foreman fight. We went over with
big
entourage from, it was like Hollywood and Africa.
You guys were there? You saw the fight?
It was just so great. There was so many people there.
We were hanging out
festival.
With Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I saw that fight.
He would go, where are my girls? And we wanted to go shop. No, we wanted to go shopping. And he would always be waiting for us downstairs at the hotel.
So the Pointer Sisters and, you know, you guys.
We're like, oh, God, he's down there again.
His people would be there to pick us up to take us to him at the camp every day.
The bus would take us on.
Watch him do his sparring, and they would go
nuts
over him.
Yes.
Get on that bus, and they would throw pictures of Ali out the window, and people would dive on the street.
And that's when he threw his gold medal in the Nile.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was looking over some information about you, and I was shocked to see that you won a country Grammy?
Yes, our first Grammy was for a country song.
Which song?
A song that a song
Fairy
that was
Tales.
Written by me and Bonnie.
Fairy Tales.
About was it's an affair that I was having with a guy in San Francisco named Michael Hester. I wrote it about
him.
Oh,
wait, you putting him on point?
That's the one Elvis Presley.
Just drop that name.
Listen to the words to that song. I remember his name.
I bet you do.
He was kidding. He was married, and I didn't know it. You know, it was just wrong, and I just couldn't believe it, and he hurt me, and I said, I'm going to write about you.
You are a fairy tale.
Yeah, I started that before Taylor Swift, I was doing that.
Yeah, we won the Best Country and Western Vocal Group of the Year.
Yeah, yep.
And what was the name of the song?
Fairy Tale.
And it was also recorded by Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley recorded it on his album, Trouble.
Oh.
He has an album Elvis Today is his album, and it's on that album called Elvis Today, and it's a song called Fairy Tale, and we wrote the song, and he even does it in a live concert that I have a copy of.
Yeah, I saw that at your house.
He says before this, he sings it, he said, this song is the story of my life.
The story of my life.
And
okay,
I couldn't believe it.
We're like, but we don't even know you. Come on.
Okay, so how did that go? Did the Pointer Sisters have a chance to meet Elvis anyplace?
I never got to meet him.
I never got a chance to meet him either.
Yeah, me neither.
We were just grateful that he did our song.
Yeah.
Now, did you record it, or did he just record it?
We recorded it and got the Grammy, and then he recorded it after he heard our song.
That was
awesome.
The best vocal arrangement, right? You got the Grammy.
Yeah.
Yeah, best vocal. That is so cool. And then you got your star
yeah.
in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That had to
cool.
be exciting.
Yes, we got a star on Hollywood Boulevard. And now there's one in Oakland, California, because they have a Walk of Fame there. Because so many artists have come out of Oakland.
So you're sitting around watching TV and somebody calls you and say, hey, guess what? We're going to do a star. That's kind of cool, huh?
Actually,
that is
kind of
cool.
Actually, when we were with Sterling Winters 20 years ago, they did that.
Let me turn my TV down.
We had just gotten with them. This was the early 90s. And they said, you all don't have a star. We got to work. You know, you have to be nominated. They have to vote on you. They have to pay money. And Sterling Winters Company did that for the Pointer Sisters.
That is
so
wonderful.
So cool.
Thank you, Sterling Winters.
That is so cool.
Yes,
and then you
they
go
did.
Down there. You have
that.
A little
I put us on the map.
We have,
great.
We have Bonnie's friend Paula Stewart on the line.
Oh, Paula's on the line. Oh, my God.
Paula's on the line. Paula Stewart.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Paula.
Well,
this is Betty White's co-star that you're talking to, too.
Yep. And Eric Dooley's dad. What's left of him.
Paula worked on the Lucy show.
Thanks
Let her
talk.
Okay, hold on, Paula.
On the Lucy show.
Yep.
That's right. And
Paula,
I just wanted to let you know that I wrote a book just recently called Lucy Loved Me. And, of course, it's the Pointer Sisters are in there and all the stories, the fun stories that we had. Lucy loved the Pointers. I introduced her to them and them to her. And we all had a great time together.
Oh, yeah.
And what did you used to do with Lucy?
What?
Paula, what did you do with Lucy?
I did her show, and I was her best friend for 30 years. I decorated her houses for her. I introduced her to her last husband, Gary Martin. I was a maid of honor at her wedding. She was my son's godmother. We were best friends.
Well, you were friends.
Team.
Yeah.
Oh,
she introduced me to Lucy, too. And weren't you her understudy?
No, I co-starred with her on Broadway in Wildcat.
Co-starred with her on Broadway.
Oh,
okay.
So cool.
Yeah, come on. I was never an understudy, honey.
Is this great?
Yeah. Well,
That's awesome.
Shows on Broadway.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And Paula was married to Burt Bacharach.
And we're going to be bringing you on the
Easy
Show. We're going to be bringing you on the Easy Show for your own spot. Don't forget that.
Hello?
That'll be fun. Yeah?
Well, you know, the Pointers, Bert wrote a song for the Pointers, right?
Yes, he did, and we recorded
Bert Bacharach.
With
Richard
Perry, we sure did. We recorded his
How long?
Song.
Tell me how long, right?
Bert Bacharach.
What?
You know, I don't remember the names. I wish I had them in front of me now. I got to look it up.
Well, this is June did a song. June did that song. There are many girls who have much less than me.
Where did the time go?
Where did the time go?
See? Yeah, boy, I can relate to that.
And it's
so beautiful.
I can relate to that. Where did it go?
Seems like time flies. We're either having fun or not. It just goes so fast.
All right, for sure.
So, Paula,
you know,
well,
speaking of time flying, Paula, you said you had a book coming out. Tell us real quick what the book is.
Well, it's about Lucille Ball and me and our friendship. It's called Lucy Loved Me. So many books have been written about her, but you know, this one is really a girlfriend story. It's more of a memoir.
I love Lucy, and Lucy loves me. Okay?
That's right.
Is it going to be coming out?
It's coming out very soon. The publisher said the date is going to be very soon.
Oh, wonderful. And
I'll let you know,
Bonnie,
I'll let you know what the date is when, as soon as I know.
Okay.
But Bonnie,
we didn't get to find out what you're up to. What are you up to lately?
We got,
I'm just watering my lawn.
What?
I'm just watering my lawn. And walking my dog. Walking my dog and watering my lawn.
Well, you have a body of music that's out there, so we can listen to you still for a while.
But actually, I'm doing a movie about a black mermaid.
Okay, what about the Soul Train? What about the Soul Train cruise thing coming up in 2018? What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I would like to be on it.
I saw something about a Soul Train cruise. Am I off base?
Really?
I don't know. January 27th.
I want to go. Can I go?
Yeah,
can me and Paula need to go on a cruise?
We'll be there.
Jump on the Soul Train.
We're jumping on the Soul Train.
Okay. And
so
Anita,
Bonnie
we're
and Anita,
gonna be
tell
looking.
Us,
wait,
tell
Anita,
us
we're
going to
be looking
over.
Anita, we're going to be looking forward to your project coming out, even if you can't tell us what it is.
Thank you
so much.
I'll be talking about it for sure a lot once I get closer.
Don't get me in trouble. Don't get me in trouble, please.
No
I'm not
trouble.
Nobody in trouble. When they tell you don't talk about it, they mean don't talk about it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for being on the show. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day and talking with us. And your examples of what we talk about all the time. Overcomers.
Exactly.
We're baby boomers, but we're not.
We are radio boomers.
Yeah, you're
radio boomers.
Bonnie, tell us what's on the table right now. What's just real quick, what's coming up for you guys?
It's Sequita. It's a black mermaid that doesn't want to get her hair wet.
Oh, I just saw an old video of a bunch of black girls back in the 50s at the swimming pool. We all had on our swimming.
You know that? You know we don't want to get a hair wet. We don't want to revert.
So, Bonnie and Anita, can you do us a favor and do us a little drop for us and say this is Bonnie and Anita Pointer, and you're listening to Radio Boomers Live for us.
Boomers Live?
Radio
Boomer
Live.
This is Bonnie and Anita Pointer and Paula. They've been doing a radio. What?
And you're listening to Radio Boomers Live.
You're listening to Radio Boomers Live.
Hi, this is Anita.
And this is Bonnie. And we're
Paula
doing. Is? Paula?
Oh, Paula's gone.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's
do it this way.
Let's start again.
Bonnie and Anita, you're listening to Radio Boomers Live. Bonnie Anita Pointer.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This is Bonnie.
Hi, this is Anita.
And you're listening to
Radio Boomers Live.
Live, baby. Okay.
Well, thank you.
We
got to
get that name.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Bye. We love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank
you.
Happy 4th.
And applause.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And now it's time for Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's so great to be on the air following Radio Boomers Live. I was trying to get a little shout in there because I've had some great times with Bonnie Pointer, and I had the pleasure of being in Anita's home, although she wasn't there at the time. But anyway, I've got a wonderful guest coming on now, and she's a very dear friend of mine. For many, many years, an absolutely gorgeous woman. She's a beauty queen, and she has been an entrepreneur, an educator, journalist and a performer and a former on-the-air television host. She's also been a producer, and she's just got an incredible background and has also tingled with running for an office as a politician in Chicago, and now she has transformed herself from Janice, as I first met her, to the lovely Jane Johnson, Mrs. Johnson, and my husband and I were both on the cruise on the yacht when she tied the knot with a very successful businessman named George Johnson. And welcome, my dear, beautiful friend from Chicago.
Hello, Carmelita. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Wow, I tell you, that intro, do you know what that song is so beautiful? My God, that is one of the most beautiful inspirational songs that I have heard in a long time. And my father was a blues legend, Monk Higgins. Well, he was born
yes.
James.
Mm-hmm. Right. We were gonna talk quite a bit about your dad, and that song that you just heard was a song that Jerry produced on me back in the day. And it did make the charts, like our host Eric mentioned. It made the charts with the late and great godfather of soul, James Brown. And it played on 17 different stations, and now it's considered a rare collectible over in the United Kingdom and some of the other locations, Australia, Japan, Germany, Scotland. So it's still moving and grooving. I know I'm really surprised after all these years, you know, that it's surfaced with a new life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, I wanted to do some recollection of how you and I met years ago.
Okay.
And how we became friends. Do you remember that day?
I do remember. We were at an event for the late Bonnie Hilton Sweeney. And then we chatted. I told you about my father, and you were getting together another party. And then you had invited me. And it's like from that point on, we began a very, very long and lucrative good friendship. And I must say that I think that you are like like an angel on earth, because you are and have been a blessing to a lot of people as a friend. And I'm not just saying that because I know you. I told you this a long time ago, that you're an angel on earth, and that is a fact.
Well, I don't know how to wear that, but I'm still working on my wings.
Well, you've got them. And at that time, I was doing a lot of things. I was an editor and columnist at the Hollywood Gazette, and I interviewed a lot of people like Bob Hope, Milton Berle, Sid Caesar, and Bobby Brown, and Berry Gordy, who asked me if I could sing. And I said no, and he said, too bad. And then I met Smokey Robinson, Dick Clark, Whitney Houston, and all these people I interviewed. And I don't think I've met anyone who's really interviewed and met seven presidents of the United States. I met Reagan, Carter, Clinton, Bush number one, Bush number two. Obama was a member of my former very, very exclusive high-end health club in Chicago, and Trump. And I don't know anyone that I've ever met in my life who is really can say they've met and interviewed seven presidents.
Well, you know, I know you, and I'm not at all surprised. And anyone, if this radio was Technicolor, would see that I'm speaking to one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen on this planet.
Oh.
Really, you know, and you know it. You're really outstanding, and not only beautiful on the outside, but on the inside. And that's why we've got such a beautiful friendship over the years. And actually, I don't know if you remember, but we actually went back further than Vonnie's memorial, which I actually, you know, organized for her, because you know, you went to many of the parties that we gave, the pre-Grammy
right.
galas, and before that, do you remember a lady named Fabulous Pat Lucas? Because that's
yes.
that's mm-hmm. when we actually took a notice, you know, and I do remember that it was at an event. And I think that it was at the Biltmore Hotel downtown here
uh-huh.
in Los Angeles. I just
uh-huh.
don't remember what the particular occasion was. But it was a really beautiful event. Everybody's dressed really nice and all of that, you know, and we took pictures and everything. But,
yeah,
you know, I also yeah, you know, I also remember your mom. We were on a cruise together, remember?
I
remember.
It
was right here. I think it was right in the port near Santa Monica. It was
you
a boat. Do you remember that?
Carmelita. Wow, what a good memory you have.
And your mom looked so cute. You know, it looked like you all have been sailing forever. And of all things, I think you must like the water. We, Jerry and I, wound up on a yacht when you and George tied the knot. And Jerry gave you away as the best man. And you had me as your best lady, and I was so honored to be a part of your beautiful wedding, and what beautiful people and all of that was there.
I'm honored that you all were there, and you all came all the way from California just to be there at my wedding. And it was just, you know, it was a beautiful event because you were there, and it was a very, very nice celebration, very nice celebration. And I had good roots, but I always look at my mom, and I just remember, I think mom cheated me in the looks department.
Oh, no, I think she did very well. Yeah, and that made the newspaper, too. I put that on the Internet, by the way, the picture of you and George cutting the cake. You look so beautiful together. And I'm also very happy that you were so gracious, you and George, to have Jerry and I as your house guests there. And I never will forget looking out at that lake, and you had your own private lake there and in Park Ridge, Chicago, which is really, like, I guess you could say, the Beverly Hills of Chicago. And you told us that you had a pet, a sea bass or something that had a name. The fish you used to feed, you had a name. What was the name of the fish? Remember the one that used to swim to shore at your lake?
She dropped. We lost her, Carmelita. I'll let you know
when
she's
back. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, is there any way to get her back?
I'll try to call her. Hold on.
Okie doke.
I think we have her back.
Jenny?
I'm here.
Oh,
hello.
There you are. Oh, my God. I hope you didn't fall in the lake. I was just talking about the fish, the fish that you named that used to swim in your lake that you used to feed. What was the fish's name?
I almost fell in the lake because I was trying to tell Herman I was being interviewed by you, and a big fish jumped out and just smiled. And I just said, my God, that's how the call got dropped. Herman wanted to hear you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I told my husband, I said, that looked like a pretty big fish. He's lucky he didn't wind up in the pot.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
But now you've got a little doggie.
Yes, our dog is named Pepper. Pepper mm-hmm. Johnson, and she is so human-like. She's a beagle mix, and we got her a rescue agency in town, and she is just really, really nice. And I try to tell her about my history and where I came from and my husband's history, and she looks at me as strange as the people look at me here in this town. And the town of Park Ridge is beautiful, but I tell you, the people here are not as friendly as I would like them to be, and I'll leave it like that because you know, I have a fan, and my husband doesn't, so they know how they are. And I've never mm-hmm. been called certain words until I came here. But anyway, I can rise above that, and I think about a lot of things my father told me he went through in the short period of time. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to get together with him. Now, as you know, my father's Monk Higgins, and
right.
He produced Bobby Blue Bland. He told me when Etta James first came to Chicago, he picked her up at the bus stop, took her over to Chess Records, and he worked on her first work. And mm-hmm. he worked and worked and worked. Then I guess he wanted the entertainment world more than a family, so he scooted on to California and did mm-hmm. pretty well. And
yes,
he hooked up with Al Bell, and then yes. they produced Baby and everything else, and he's everywhere. And even John Legend used some of his work on Heaven Knows.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well, listen, you know, I wanted before we head off to also do a shout out to my friend Cookie Boatwright, who's in Chicago, who I think you should meet whenever the occasion is convenient. She's an actress. And I've known her many years, too, but she is also a resident of Chicago. And so, I want to thank you for sharing this brief time. We could have stayed on a little bit longer, but, you know, the show has already gone into overtime, more or less. So I want to thank you. And I also want to just mention to our radio listeners that they can tune in more than one way. They can also go to my new Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Carmelita's Corner. And they can also go to easywayradio.com. And there's also a new app on easywaymobile.com. So when you say Easy Way, you spell out the letters E, and then Z and Way, easywaymobile.com, and they can download the app. So there's so much going on, plus a television show that connects to Radio Boomers Live, and I'm just so pleased that I was invited to come on board and to have this show. And I want to thank Easy Way Broadcasting and our family, his dad, Jim Zuli, and Aretha Gray. This is my radio family. And I want to give a shout-out to all of our listeners. And most of all, today I want to thank you for coming on board. And Bonnie, if you're still listening, hey, I had so much fun harmonizing with you in the car when you were our guest. Oh, there's nothing like harmonizing with a Pointer Sister in the car. But anyway, I didn't get a chance to shout out to them directly, and I was in the home of Anita, an absolutely fabulous home, amazing, when I was running around in those days with Bonnie. So I just want to mention that, and also if she can remember Master Henry, who is the bongo player on many wonderful musical hits, you know, some of the theme music to many of the movies, you know, back in the day. So I just want to mention that before we head on out of here. And once again, thank you for coming on board on Carmelita's Corner, and we wish to have you come back again.
Yay.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, a good Carmelita Corner as usual.
Carmelita, she has the amazing guest, and we want to thank the Pointer Sisters for coming on with us. And I'll tell you, Aretha, it's you know, it's kind of cool and it's kind of nostalgic because we're talking, and I know there are certain, you know, questions the fans want answered, but you and I start getting into conversations with them, and that's fun too. But
no,
you get into
conversations. I ask questions, Jim. I don't know
okay.
what to do with you.
Well, I told Bonnie, I said, we're just going to have a good time and talk. But, you know, I know that listeners have certain questions. So next time, guys, we will get your questions in there. But anyway, Aretha, it's about time's flying by again. And remember, guys, easywayradio.com.
I want to wish everybody a safe and sane 4th of July. Fireworks are illegal in a lot of places. If it's illegal, don't do it. They got professionals that can handle that.
Barbecue, just get the poppers.
Make your hot dogs, your hamburgers,
poppers.
Yeah, the ones that don't really have fire. My ear, I almost lost my hearing, and I was a good 20 feet from a firework that exploded. So, lead to the experts. But thanks. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks, guys.
Look forward to seeing you next Monday, 10 a.m., right here, Radio Boomers Live. Download the app from
EasyWayMobile.com.
EasyWayMobile.com. And we'll see you next week.
RadioBoomersTV.com. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.